With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. We could see more rain over the next 36 hours. A special weather statement remains in effect. Areas that see thunderstorms could see as much as 50 millimeters of rain by Saturday morning. IRCA has issued a flood outlook due to the potential for additional runoff and already soaked ground. Three people have been arrested in a violent East Windsor home invasion. Sergeant Darius Goze with Windsor Police's Major Crimes Unit says the March 18th incident on Aspen Shore Avenue was planned.
Based on our investigation, this was not a random act. We have evidence to believe that this was a targeted incident and that it was calculated and deliberate.
The fourth suspect, 30-year-old Nicholas McCullough, is still at large with a Canada-wide warrant out. The provincial government has announced investments for four Windsor-Essex manufacturing firms. Economic Development Minister Vic Fedeli was in Windsor Thursday to announce $12 million from the Regional Development Program. Some of that will go to battery supply firm DS Actimo, which is investing $60 million to build a facility supporting the upcoming electric vehicle battery plant. Ford Canada has recalled less than 3,000 small SUVs due to small gas leaks. This covers the 2022 and 2023 Bronco Sport SUVs and 2022 Ford Escapes. Reports say the gas can leak from the fuel injectors onto the hot engine. Ford technicians will install a tube to divert the gas to affected owners, who will be notified. You're invited to provide input on the future of Jackson Park's historic band shell. Windsor City Council authorized a two-phase feasibility study for the band shell, which for years hosted Emancipation Day celebrations and the Windsor Battle of the Bands. An online survey goes live on April 22nd, and a public meeting is set for April 25th at the Optimist Community Center on Ypres Avenue. O.J. Simpson, known as much for his acquittal on double murder charges as much as his football contributions, has died. CNN reported that Simpson died of cancer at 76. The Heisman Trophy winner and 11-year NFL running back had also spent 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. The Windsor Spitfires have made Ethan Belchess their first overall pick in the OHL priority selection. The Oakville native says he's ready to contribute.
A strong power forward who uses his size to his advantage to create offense for myself and my teammates. And I harp on both sides of the puck and I backcheck very hard.
Belchess, who's 6'5", scored 84 points this past season for the OHL Cup champion Oakville Rangers under-16 team. Also in sports, the Red Wings are in Pittsburgh Thursday night while the Maple Leafs entertain the Devils. The Leamington Flyers host Collingwood in Game 4 of the Junior A Western Finals. They're trying to avert a sweep. At Junior C, Lakeshore takes on Thamesford in Game 1 of their Conference Finals. In the NBA, the Pistons welcome the Bulls. The Blue Jays have the day off. The Tigers game with the Twins in Detroit has been postponed due to rain. They'll play a traditional doubleheader Saturday at Comerica Park. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter is accused of stealing as much as $16 million from the superstar's bank accounts. ESPN says the withdrawals took place over 2 years to cover gambling losses. There's no evidence that Ohtani himself has bet on any sports. Thursday night's weather, a special weather statement is in effect. Showers likely, windy and 8, maybe a rumble of thunder. More showers Friday, windy and a steady high of 8. Clearing Friday night, still windy and down to +4. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.